Ms. Martin? I can hear you.
We'll begin anyways. It is 7 o'clock on February 28th, 2024. You're recording? Okay. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. On February 23rd, 2024, a copy of this agenda was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and made available to the public on the township's website. Would you all please join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Present.
Here.
And I'm going to filibuster for 20 seconds.
Sorry, I was talking to Brian.
Here. We have a full house. Thank you very much. We will begin with comments from the public. For items listed on the agenda, this would not be for anything for which we're having a public hearing. Is there anything on the agenda that someone would wish to comment upon? Seeing a movement in the public, which is has more public than we're accustomed to, I'll close the public comment session and we'll move to the approval or correction of the minutes. Begin with the regular session meeting minutes from May 10th, 2023. These are the last couple catch-up items that we have to do. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Blitzer?
Yes.
Councilman Janowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sittler?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Marilyn?
Yes. Next, we have regular session meeting minutes from May 24th, 2023. Comments, questions? If not, may I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Thank you, sir. Roll call.
Councilman Blitzer?
Yes.
Councilman Kajowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sittler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Manuel?
Abstain. Next, we have regular session meeting minutes from January 24th, 2024. I'm going to make the motion. Why not? May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Blitzer?
Yes.
Councilman Kajowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sittler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Manuel.
Yes. And next we have special meeting minutes from February 5th, 2024, which were very, very brief. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kajowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sittler?
Abstain.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Manuel.
Yes. And last, we have the regular session meeting minutes from this very last meeting, February 14th, 2024. Well done, Ms. Howard. Any Thank you, sir.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kajowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sittler?
Abstain.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Aye. We'll move on to... Excellent. We'll move on to the consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, council member, or a member of the public, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Are there any items upon which a member of anywhere in the room wishes to remove? Nobody? Nobody? Nothing? All right. May I have a motion?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we will invite Mr. Caballero up to give his report from the Environmental Commission. Well, I thank you for joining us this evening to give us an update on all the wonderful things that the Environmental Commission and presumably also the Green Team achieved last year.
So I'm here to report on the annual activities of the Environmental Commission and the Green Team as required. So I'll start with the grants that we received last year. We received a Sustainable Jersey grant for $2,000. We use those funds to build the Honduran High School Native Pollinator Garden and battle with the environmental club at the high school. Then in terms of actions, we completed the walkability study in the Annandale Village on April 21st. We set up a first responder EV training that took place on June 8th. We had a number of different EVs show up, but also a number of different organizations throughout the county, such as the Clinton Township Division of Fire, the Honduran County Department of Public Safety, Amboa Valley Fire Company, South Branch Emergency Services, Brighton Township Fire Company, Town of Clinton Fire Department, Honduran County Hazardous Material Response Unit, Kingwood Fire Company, West Amboa Fire Company, Tewksbury Rescue Squad, Milford Fire Company, Highbridge Fire Department, Town of Clinton Police Department, Reddington Township Fire Company, White House Rescue Squad, Plattenburg Rescue Squad, and the Holland Township Fire Company. So those were all the different organizations that attended that training event. We also conducted a spring road cleanup event that took place on April 22nd. We had about 45 people participate, and we collected about 1,000 pounds of litter. We did that event in coordination with Basecamp, a local nonprofit organization. With the help of Councilwoman Sweatlake, we also did a number of educational events, such as the Nature Walk that took place on March 12th, Burden for Beginners class on May 13th, a Full Moon Hike and Campfire on August 17th, Burden for Beginners on October 21st, Shelter Building on November 18th, Evergreen Walk and Swat on December 9th. We also conducted a well water testing event on April 29th at Bonner Park. That was the day where Community Day was going to happen, but that was went out. However, we still kept the water testing event. We also had the Green Fair on July 8th. We put that event together in coordination with the Town of Clinton and the Board of Highbridge. We had about 26 organizations participate, starting from at the state level, the Department of Environmental Protection, and also local businesses as well. At the same time, we had the EV car show. We had about 26 EVs participate, including the Maplewood Police EV Cruiser, which is the only one in the state. We also conducted the Rockaway Creek stream assessment, which is a C1. On May 6th, we had about 15 people from the community participate, and that's also the day that we saw the root turtle alleviators. We have also been doing the road salt water monitoring with the help of, last year was with the Honduran County Environmental Sustainability and Engineering Academy. We went to Workings High School on May 6th to provide the, on January 20th to provide the training to the students that did the testing for us. We also did two bulk tree plantings, one at Windy Acres and one at Notes Breach. That was on April 23rd at Windy Acres and April 6th, Notes Breach. We also installed Windy Acre signage that we were able to fund with the ANJET grant that we received the prior year and also some of the Exxon grant that we have left over. We have also collaborated with surrounding environmental commissions and green teams such as Town of Clinton and Highbridge and Raritan Township. We also formally adopted the New Jersey train station, and we held our first litter cleanup event on November 4th. We, like I mentioned, we also did the pollinator garden at Northampton High School. We also participated in the Sustainable Jersey Summit on May 5th. I was actually a panelist in one of the talks. And we also attended the ANJET conference on October 13th, where Councilwoman Sutlick received the Municipal Leadership Award. In terms of partnerships, we continue to partner with the Environmental Club of North Cumberland High School and the Cumberland County Environmental Sustainability and Engineering Academy. This year, we have also partnered with the Cumberland Township School District. They have formed the Green Team. So I'm attending their meetings, and they're starting to attend our meetings as well. For 2024, some of the goals that we have are to do a bicycle study in the areas around Dinovan Park, a complete streets policy plan implementation. We're still looking at that. We had in the plan to do the Sustainable Jersey recertification. However, we're pushing that to next year just because we're still certified until 2025, so we just want to have more time to be able to complete more actions to go up to that silver level. We're also still looking to install EV charging stations at Van Park. Cleanup events, we already have a few set up. We are partnering with Raritan Headwaters Association on April 20th, where we are going to help them with their stream cleanup. We have two sites at Grand Valley that we'll be leading. We are also doing the township-wide litter cleanup event with Base Camp again this year at Van Park on May 4th. We are also seeing if we can do a rain garden somewhere in the township, maybe Van Park, we'll see. The Green Fair and the EV Car Show, we're also looking to do again this year. The date has been set for September 28th at Van Park. Like I mentioned, we are partnering with the Clinton Township School District. We're continuing doing the litter cleanups at the train station. The next one is scheduled for March 23rd. And we're also looking to introduce a bamboo ordinance. The bamboo, I don't know if you're aware, but basically we have native plants, not native plants, and invasive plants. Native plants are plants that have a symbiotic relationship with the environment. They have adapted over hundreds and thousands of years, so they're part of the ecosystem. Invasive plants, which is what bamboo is, invade the environment and outcompete native plants, leading to decline and extinction of the native plants, and it also decreases the overall biodiversity in the environment. There has also been studies show that as the invasive plants increase in the environment and it outcompetes native plants, one of the telltale signs that the environment has been impacted is by the amount of honey production that honeybees produce. Honeybees are non-native, however, they are sort of like an indicator of how pollinators are doing in the environment. So there's some studies that have shown that as the number of invasive plants increase, the number of pollinators decrease because they don't have the food sources that they need. So I think with that, that's all I have. I don't know if you have any questions, comments, or if you have any suggestions for the Environmental Commission or the Green Team to do this year.
I think you've covered quite a lot, and I think your plans for the year are beneficial, I think, to the municipality, and they're going to occupy a lot of your time. So I don't have anything else that I would ask for.
For the record, I think we all know how valuable you are to the township, Mary Ellen. Yeah. Yep. We really, all those things listed, we all worked hard on it, but you really held the reins, so we appreciate it.
Thank you for
your time. Is that
and I think you forgot the letters you wrote on some accounting applications too, because you guys were active on that issue first time. So you guys did a lot, so thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, we've also started reviewing a lot of the site plans on it.
So that's great. Absolutely.
Sorry. Good. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the update, and thanks for all the hard work. All right, we'll move to reports.
And of course, I forgot my notes, so I'll do this from memory. And I'll send Lindsay something that's accurate. Then. Planning board, there was no meeting in the second and third was canceled for President's Day. They're maybe meeting next Monday night, if that's an hour.
I believe that there will be a meeting on Monday. It may be a brief duration.
I see, okay. So we'll have a meeting on Monday, that's fine. It's not a planning board topic per se, but I'll just follow what I mentioned last time. I did get some further information on the regional master plan amendments from our staff liaison, the pilots, so I'm still looking at them. Again, there are two amendments they're proposing, putting the warehouse guidelines into the regional master plan, which will give it teeth, enforceable teeth, and then changing the land use compatibility map. And that, so the first one I would say, we already don't permit warehouses, but it's like a suspenders on top of our belts, generally. The compatibility map will impact the township, because it's moving, the zones in the compatibility map are the overlay for our planning. So some parcels are moving in and out of zones. I got some summaries of that and looked at the map, so I'll think of a little bit more to say about that. The Highlands is accepting comments till April 1st, and I guess we can decide as council whether we want to give a public comment or not. I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but we can talk about that and we'll understand more about what it is. Student Authority has their monthly meeting next Thursday, I believe. It's back to their regular 6:30 p.m., but I have to change date in the morning. Finance Committee, I think we're still going to schedule some meetings with some of the departments, the administrator on that. The Moody's did publish their, what they call their issuer's comment on the township the other week. Reconfirmed our AA3 rating for it's been for several years. Year on year, all our metrics increase, so they look at leverage investors, all that. And then it also shows that the township, in virtually every metric, is above the median of other AA municipalities. That's good news and testament to the financial management of the township. That's all I have.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
I also forgot my notes, but luckily I have nothing to report.
I have my notes, but they're an absolute disaster. So, EC and Green Team, I think Mario was sufficient with doing a recording on that. Just to say, our next EC meeting is on March 7th, and our Green Team is March 26th. And our Open Space meeting, which has been quarterly, will be March 28th. The only thing I want to add is to the educational classes. We were struggling trying to advertise, and our attendance was sort of low. And, you know, the newsletter is quite expensive, and Mary and I didn't have anything for a maple sugaring class. I had four people, and I needed 12 for the last class. And we decided to play around with Facebook, and you know how you can do those advertisings for a dollar? Not only did that class fill up, but my restroom class for, like that. So
that's
I had
smart.
To add another class. So I then owed him $30, and I said, this is for the year. This is what we're going to do. Yeah, I was really happy with that.
Yeah, I
do. Yeah. I mean, I told them, like, don't let Facebook know because of the prices.
I see people come in from Colorado.
Well, no, you basically, you make it so it's, so excited about that. So that mushroom class, mushroom identification, that's more of a technical class, and that's May 11th, 12th limit. And because that filled up, he was able to do another one on the 18th. So let's see how that goes.
The 11th is filled, but the 18th is not.
The 18th is not. And only one person registered in that class.
We'll have to in a minute.
That's fine. And to reiterate, we are using grant money to pay for these classes. Okay. Beehives. Let's go into open space now. Tom, Sylvia, Jay, Mike, Les, and I had a call this morning, a meeting, and I was on the phone. Just to review what we're hoping to accomplish for 2024, we found that last year if we gave them a list and picked off as we went during the course of the year, it wouldn't be so overwhelming and just pinpoint what we really wanted. We talked about signs, where we want them placed. We'll discuss that more at the meeting and get, you know, like Hermanthal, parking signs, things like that, that just need to be done. Dogs, dog leashing sign, that kind of stuff. We have a lot of stuff of blocking. Let's see, signs. Possible pads, two pads for the disc golf. We're hoping for that. It's what you're supposed to stand on when you throw your disc. They're just standing on.
Like golf tees.
So. Our disc golf guys have one idea. We're going to just see if it doesn't have to be as elaborate, and we're just going to come together and find something suitable, I think. We also have the D-High for Mario, Prospect West. We need to get the fencing in for that. Jay's obviously did that already for Windy Acres, so we know what we need to do there. Just dealing with the DEP on that. I wanted to touch base. I know I discussed the bamboo issue with you. I just wanted to get your ideas, and pretty much I knew that that was going to be a no for the ordinance. But the topic did come up in this meeting at Open Space in regards to the bamboo, and Brian, you had asked, you know, how many properties really is this an issue with? And
well, I was going to say, I haven't received any complaints.
Okay, well.
The other aspect that we raised was, who's going to enforce it?
Right. Well, Jay had mentioned that he has to constantly cut back Regional Road, Lilac, Gray Rock, Bibbler, A-Town, and Sand Hill. So it's not like it's just one place. It is expanding, so I'm not going to argue with you on it, but I just want to throw that out there. Maybe blow it around a little bit. He has to cut them back over
off the off the roadway.
And it's not so much saying you can't buy bamboo at this point. Well, I don't know, like, how do you handle a tree where it's almost on the property line and the branch is over onto the other property?
You can turn the side that's on yours.
Okay. Well, that's the problem, though. It's going on other people's properties, and then they have to get rid of it.
I was on a call with the DEP official last week on four of the topics. They mentioned they are eating one center up here with one. They're going to bring back that invasive spill.
No, who's not on it, though?
Oh, it's not.
No, they are. I know Danielle was telling me that they're revisiting.
They're trying to bring it back. Okay, so that won't handle bamboo.
No, which is really surprising that someone like that.
I guess, yeah, well, I don't know why they're not including it. Maybe it's too big a topic to attack.
I have no idea. I mean, I think they throw a whole bunch of stuff in that bill, and, you know, they typically do. But it is going to be revisited. So I just wanted to just update you that Jay had mentioned today in that meeting that was happening. Now, as far as our open space properties, I'll just leave it after this at the end of my report. It's out of control what's happening on open space properties. We got to stop doing warnings. We got to start issuing violations. We have Bray's Hill, individual on Sand Hill, made their own trail on our property and is putting furniture out there, outdoor furniture on our property. Okay. The cops went there twice and gave warnings. These dogs were not leashed. They were underneath hunting stands. We have photographs of these dogs underneath during hunting season. Do you have any idea how unsafe that is for dogs? Windy Acres, we have an individual that made his own on our property an ATV trail. Cut down shrubbery. You don't know if you're on wetlands. You don't know if there's, you know, endangered species. You can't just go on our properties and do this. And it's out of control. So I had an experience at Windy Acres this week. Two individuals, Lebanon Borough residents, who I'm finding out who they are, so we can hopefully press charges for violation, fine, whatever. They had a Rottweiler running around with no leash, jumped on me. Okay, do you know? Rottweiler. Wasn't a Shih Tzu, it was a Rottweiler.
Well, shouldn't be on leash either.
You know, it's just, I know DeRosa was mentioning something about getting, like, really good surveillance cameras. He was talking to a guy. I expect something like that to be, 2000 the camera. I brought it up last time. So, you know, it's something we really need to talk about. It's you know, hunting, littering, illegal hunting.
And if they catch someone on surveillance cam, they can do issue citations.
I have a picture of the person with the dog.
But is that, they have to catch an act? I don't know if that works. I mean, it's a question.
Oh, poor guy doesn't want to be put on the spot.
Either, right?
Come on down if you want.
Down, you just got to be there. You just got to be in our presence.
Okay, let's
stay there. The woman's not going to do it.
Okay, that's a good talk. Yeah. The individual was warned twice by the police department. And then we came into the office and talked to Tom Sylvia about it. He said, you won't go back on the property. But in the end, he was back on the property. Okay. And his kids, you know, was the problem because it was hunting season and he's coming off Sand Hill Road. You know, he can't see. Can I just comment on the bamboo?
I'll have to have you come up and identify yourself. And
actually, two comments. Mike and Versa.
Open space chairperson. That works.
So, two comments. To Mario's point about cleanups, Jay actually brought it up in our meeting today, that there's a Girl Scout troop that's looking to do a cleanup project. He recommended...
With the Braves?
No.
I recommend a Braves.
No, it was the property next to the community garden. What do you call that?
The community
one? White Club, thank you. I guess there's a lot of old flower pots, so he said he's going to have them go in there. But if Mario has projects, he might want to talk to these with Jay to use the Girl Scout troop to do some of that. As far as the bamboo, Jay was explaining to us in the meeting that bamboo roots do not go down, they go out. So what you have to do is just, you have to, there's a containment system to prevent them from spreading. But it's a project to get rid of it once they start to expand, because you literally have to dig
them
out
and
make sure you get the entire
containment system is actually fairly elaborate, from what I recall.
I'm sorry?
The containment system is something elaborate.
It's
not just like putting plastic down, it's like the whole...
Yes, Jay's comment to us was that when it snows and these guys have to plow, it's a problem because the bamboo that lays across the road, he can't plow.
There's a whole forest of it on Hampton Road.
He said he rattled off a half a dozen roads where it's...
On Hampton, too?
So I just wanted to add that. That came out of today's meeting.
All right. Just something to go mull over. I know how you guys originally felt, so I'm just throwing it out there.
We have to come back to enforcement issues, though. We need to...
Yeah. Well, again,
yes.
Just throwing it out there. That's the end of my report.
And then on the bees, we should, I know we're with the DEP, but we should start working on that agreement.
Yeah, we do need to have some agreements.
I have, did I send you all the paperwork to Mario Stan, all the certificates and everything like that?
So if you did, I... Did
all right, I'll send it over. I have everything.
We send it. Yeah.
These are technically concessions under the local public contract, so I'll send there as a process.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Done.
Yep.
Council President Strauss.
Clinton Township Board of Ed, I do not have a report. Historical Preservation Commission, next meeting is Wednesday, March 6th at 7 p.m. For public safety, I did a communication with Chief DeRosa, a park residential parking complaint on Center Street, sent in, I believe that was turned over to Lieutenant Glennon for the fire department. Communicated with Chief Long, I know he recently submitted some work orders at Station 1 and Station 2.
Yep.
Thank you for your help with those. And the mayor and I did meet with the chief and the deputy chief last Monday. We also met with Lebanon Borough Fire Chief and the President, and we're still getting some updated information from the Clinton Township Fire Prevention Bureau that the borough has requested.
We got about 75% of that.
Yeah. We have a meeting to schedule with EMS, and I don't have reports for OEM or CERT. That's all I have.
Okay. From my perspective, the new employee downstairs in building and zoning has started, and she's working out pretty well. Shannon, that's being funded out of the fees from the construction office, so that's not, it's kind of budget neutral. I'm looking forward to that assistance being very helpful. We also submitted two grants in the last 2 weeks, one for $750,000 for the inclusive Jake's Law playground planned for the Marukian property, and then another for some playground equipment to be added to the playground at Bunt for a smaller grant.
Job.
We're starting to push the process of Trent. I wonder if we should try to talk to ourselves in the center to see if we'll get this in a line item. I don't know how we do it. I don't know either.
That was going to...
Other towns are successful at getting them, so I'd love to know how we crack that wall.
We can certainly look into it.
Yeah, I'll call Bill and ask. No problem.
And I know that I just saw a note from one of the congressional legislators that the earmark process is beginning, which is another thing in and of itself.
Yeah,
but
you tried that soup version.
Yeah.
Sure.
So there's that, but to your point on local legislators, I did raise indirectly, or directly rather, separately from the resolution that we passed, my concerns with the affordable housing legislation that's been proposed. with our state legislators, our new ones, and Council President, or Councilman Glazer and I had a meeting on Friday, I think it was, with Assemblyman Zwicker and Assemblywoman Drulis. I don't know that it was fruitful. I think it was in some ways eye-opening for them, but in others not so much. Certain things may be less of an issue for us than we thought, but other things, I think, for example, are we're in the same region as Somerset and Middlesex. So the growth that comes out of South Brunswick, for example, we're responsible to help provide housing for. So it, the whole thing is, and towns like Jersey, you got to use that loosely, Jersey City are exempt from having to provide any affordable housing. So I don't know that it's a very fair bill, but we'll see. We'll keep lobbying against it.
Maybe it comes back from the Senate amended, which will give a chance for the Assembly.
Yeah, because the Assembly did pass it, I think, rather abruptly and quickly. I think it was amended on a Thursday, and then on a Monday they adopted it. And it seems that there are certain stakeholders who have had influence on the process long before municipalities did.
There is local coverage. I know that in the review, Walter's written an editorial about affordable housing.
Oh, I
remember.
So
hopefully we'll get some. I think it was today's.
Was it? Oh, okay. Yeah, it should be today's.
There's an article on the resolution we passed. So we're doing what we can do.
And we're doing what we can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so that is the...
Well, thanks for taking the effort and meeting them on our... Yeah.
It's the first step, and I mean, the point that I raised is we've been asking for legislation to fix the broken process we've got now, and now, you know, they waited 5-6 years to do it, and now all of a sudden it's a rush.
I think the resolution in the last section is helpful. I mean, they certainly regret it. They put in concrete the concerns, maybe over the top of a few places, but it was... Did I like the weaknesses?
Mm-hmm.
They claim
some of them are in there. Yeah. All right. Good. We will now move on to introduction of ordinances. We have two. The first is proposed ordinance number 1193-2024. This is the calendar year 2024 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank per NJSA 48:40-45.14. This is a pretty standard ordinance that we pass every year. It allows us to exceed the cap on the appropriations limit and brings it up to, I think, 3.5%. And then whatever we don't use, we can bank and carry it forward. So we pretty typically do this every year. Any questions, concerns before?
It gives us flexibility. We didn't do it.
Right.
We don't have to use them in excess, but if we
find ourselves in a pinch.
Yeah, exactly.
Any questions, other?
No.
Nope. And may I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilor Glazer?
Yes.
Councilor Kachowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Whitley?
Yes.
Councilor President?
Yes.
Yes, and I would suggest that today being the 28th, we hold the public hearing on the 27th of March. No objection? Good. We'll move on to ordinance number 1194-2024. This is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, pertaining to deer management and amending Article 8 in Chapter 198 of the Code of the Township of Clinton. This is the result of some pretty extensive meetings and discussions with the Open Space Chairman, with Councilwoman Switlick, myself, Administrator Close, and Attorney Cecil. And we've met a couple of weeks ago, well, maybe a month ago. I don't even remember. At least 3 weeks ago, I think. And I think we've got some pretty good changes to the ordinance that'll improve our processes. Also codify some of the things that we think we need to be doing or need to be doing differently, changes some fees, allows for the... What's the wording for the fox? It's coyote. Sorry. Thank you for that. Incidental taking of coyote. I have fox on the brain because I had to pull it out. Not fox, coyote. So basically allows for the hunters to take one coyote or at least shoot at it without having to answer for having done so. And it'll make things, I think, a little bit safer for all parties involved and put a little fear in the coyotes.
And this is done by other municipalities.
Yeah, we based this on a few other towns.
The town doesn't allow it on their properties.
And we didn't either until
recently. Yeah, you can't shoot at any kind of animal.
Right.
That's why there's the exception for the deer.
Right.
But the coyote are becoming so habituated to humans that it's becoming dangerous. And so, like Reversa, among others, has recommended that, and I think that this is why other towns are doing it, the hunters are out there and the coyote comes close, they can shoot and start to instill some fear in the animals, so maybe humans aren't quite so safe to be around out there.
Did the coyotes impact the deer hunt too? Did they scare the deer away?
Well, if we're going to ask him a question, we need to pull him forward. Do you want to ask him a question?
Okay.
All right. Any other comments? Discussions?
I did have a change I wanted to
make. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yes. I had it noted too, and I got thrown off.
So there is one revision I want to recommend to the council before you vote on introducing the ordinance. On page 4 of the ordinance in section 198-28A1, the ordinance has always allowed baiting, but for some reason it's very prescriptive, and it currently reads that baiting shall be allowed only from automatic feeders holding a maximum of 30 gallons of feed. But hunters sometimes use salt or other things to bait. So what I'm recommending is that you revise this to read baiting shall be allowed, period. And that way it gives some flexibility. If the council has the ability every year to set additional rules beyond what the ordinance says, so if it turns out that there are certain methods of baiting that are an issue, you can address it in a given year by resolution. I just think having an ordinance be this prescriptive generally isn't a good idea, and certainly there are examples here where
it's no prize, no flexibility. We essentially need 2 months to change it.
Right. You need flexibility on the rules.
Correct, yeah.
All right. In that case, may I ask for a motion to introduce the amended resolution for Ms. Sissel's request? Ordinance, thank you. So we have the motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman
Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman
Kachowski? Yes. Councilman Glaser? Yes. Councilman Glaser? Yes. And I'd also like to thank our open space chair, Mike, and Les, for really working hard on this hunting program. A lot of hours, a lot of volunteer hours, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Also, with this ordinance, without objection, I'd like to set the public hearing for March 27th. Done. All right. Thank you very much. We now have a public hearing, and this is a public hearing for ordinance number 1192-2024, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending section 3 of ordinance number 1141-2020, and reauthorizing the conveyance of the Fox Seals property, lot 53, proposed lot 3.01 to Annandale Village. This extends some of those time frames that we needed to do in order to effect the conveyance from us to the developer. Everything else is starting to line up, so we want to get this done so that we can get that project moving as soon as the weather works for them. So, any questions before I open the public hearing? Yeah, all right, we'll now open the public hearing. Would any members of the public wish to come forward and comment upon this ordinance? Seeing no one tripping over themselves, we'll close the public hearing, and I'll ask for a motion.
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sutton?
Yes.
Councilman
Yes.
Yes. So we've now amended the ordinance. We did the reso for the redevelopment agreement. And I think we just have some title stuff and the deed and all, right? And we're done with this?
I believe so. There were also some financing requirements. I know that my colleague Sharon Dragan has been in contact with the attorney for the developer, and I think they sorted that out. Either it's already in place or it's in progress. So now it is just a question of paperwork in order to close, and then resolution, you know, other paperwork for resolution compliance, and it would be with anyone else, but the key thing is actually conveying this property.
What do you think that will actually happen?
We don't like to say. Every other time I've said, I have missed the mark.
Sometime in the future, it'll be conveyed.
We are working on the paperwork, we hope, this sometime in the future.
Every time I suggest a date, she throws something at me through the phone.
We're in the village of Zags.
All right, we'll move on now to resolutions, the first of which, resolution 2024-68, we shall table. We are still waiting for a name to fill in this. I think we're going to move this to old business for the next agenda, but I want to keep it front of mind because we do need another one. Then we'll move on to resolution 2024-69. This is a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton awarding an agreement for extraordinary unspecifiable services to the Canning Group LLC to serve as administrator for a five-month term in an amount not to exceed $50,000. Administrator Close has been doing a fantastic job, and we are in the middle of a search for a long-term administrator. Where that leads, I'm not sure. We're still accepting resumes. We've had a few of various quality. However, we need somebody to help man the ship until we sort that out. So.
What if we find someone during that five-month period?
It's not to exceed, I believe, so.
Yeah, it's not to exceed. I believe in the resolution itself, it also says until the services are no longer needed.
Yeah.
Whichever.
Yeah. So if we don't need them anymore, we can terminate it. Yep. Any questions? May I have a motion? I'll second. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Cantorasi?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Now we have resolution 2024-70, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton. Oh, hold on a second. I got to reword this because something's not clicking with me here. Yeah, I think so. I'm reading it off the agenda. I think it's in the reso. Yep. Sorry, I'm going to reread this. Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton awarding a contract to Prime Point LLC for payroll processing services through the competitive contracting process. We went out to bid for this. We very much need to update our payroll processing process. We don't have a centralized location for such things as vacation hours and that sort of thing, at least not automated. So this will help finance in a lot of respects. And after a thorough process, this was the one that came out on top. Any questions, concerns? Very good. Roll call, please.
Councilman Lister?
Yes.
Councilman Cashanti?
Yes.
Councilman Slovic?
Yes.
Council President
Strauss? Yes.
Yes. And lastly, we have resolution 2024-71, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing a sustainable Jersey grant application. It is actually one. The wording in the resolution is appropriate to the grant being applied for, but the title and the quantity of grants is not correct. So we're going to change that also throughout the resolution. Anywhere it says two, we'll change it to one. And unless there are any questions, I want to thank Mario and the Environmental Commission and the Green Team for pursuing this. Last year's grants, fantastic. I mean, that pollinator garden, although I saw it in a little colder temperature, really came out really nicely. Great collaboration. So I think this would be great.
Yeah, this is more money that we're going for this year. Yeah. And if awarded, I don't know if you have a resolution, but like actual professional trail maps for all the properties. Elevation, like a really...
Digital?
Or? A surveyor, I think we're going to have. Well, that's where we got the pricing. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
And with an honoree, I would think that we would rise to the top.
They misspelled my name. I didn't give me a tag to wear that day, so I had to write one with a Sharpie. And my award for the last name was spelled.
All right, may I have a motion for the amended resolution?
I'll move.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Lanier?
Yes.
Councilman Hedges?
Yes.
Councilman Sutton?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. One last public comment session for all those who really want to make a public comment. I see you all just so eager to come say something. No, nothing. Oh, well.
Correspondence. I saw that Reddington did a Hagedorn resolution. Did you see that in the correspondence?
I did, yeah.
I believe the county did a resolution as well covering us on our behalf. So, right?
Yeah, it's not really.
It's not necessary. I mean, it's, Hagedorn has been on the emergency management list of the state for years and years. So to pick up on the state is if there's an emergency like that, it'd be on there. But there's tons of other sites too.
Apparently there was a huge list of items. So it wasn't,
the
it wasn't so.
They have a big long list.
Yes.
I saw the resolution too. I think it's fine. It's
no, but I think I'm saying I think the county did it on our behalf.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do anything with it. Our focus should really be on highlighting for our community the affordable housing stuff.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
And elevate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So no public comment. We'll close the public comment session. And unless there's anything else?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
I'm going to give it to Mr. Kaczynski. Roll call, please.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. I'm not sure which ear I heard first.